That might sound like the ships coming in. But they're from San Francisco, this band right here.
Oh my goodness.
Nice, right?
Pretty cool.
You're connected to All Songs Considered. This is the Family Crest, and we're doing our favorite albums and bands of the year so far, 2014. I'm here with Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson. So this is Beneath the Brine from the Family Crest. We're going to go through and talk about our favorite bands and favorite artists, new artists of the year, favorite records of the year.
Biggest surprises, favorite songs. And this is your favorite new artist for 2014.
It is. The record and the album is called Beneath the Brine.
Oh, young love of mine, she sleeps beneath the brine. And oh, the sound, the tick, the weighty click of her heart against my spine. Now the dark is nigh, and she lays here at my side. But like a steady squall, her arms they fall, and her legs they grasp me tight. Oh, young love, young dear, why have you taken me in your fold? All of my love, all of my life, given to you, sacrifice.
You know, I don't think I would have done that, Bob. I don't think I would have picked this one.
It's not really actually very good.
You know, I wouldn't have picked this one, except they were just here for a Tiny Desk concert, and they did the song and just blew the room away.
Yeah, it sure did. I don't know what constitutes a new band, because they've put out records before.
They were new to you.
They're new to me, and I think they're new to a good deal of people more so than they might have been before. You know, a video that went national and stuff like that, so... anyway, I'm so thrilled about this band. This is like, I'm living today a Family Crest sandwich. A Tiny Desk concert, talking about them here, and then I'm going to go see them tonight. And you know who's playing with them? I'm veering off topic here. I know. But Mother Falcon, which is like two Family Crest. Family Crest are two, our seven-piece band, Mother Falcon.
Like 17. 17. So they're actually only 7/17ths.
That's right. Exactly. Liam McCormick is that singer. He's opera trained, and the musicians are, many of them, classically trained. There's some jazz musicians as well. Really quite a force. And this real beauty leads me to Stephen Thompson.
Yeah, Stephen Thompson, you're a man who appreciates something just really soft and graceful and delicate. And so I brought, as my best new artist of 2014 so far, Perfect Pussy.
I see.
And Robin Hilton is so mad because I went and I decided I was going to turn my picks in super early so that I could just put my stake down and claim them. And Robin said to me off mic that he would have picked this band for every single one of the four categories.
Best new artist, absolutely. Biggest surprise. Best album so far. Best song.
Yeah,
all goes to Perfect Pussy.
And yet here Steven. I am talking about them. A punk band from Syracuse with an incredibly charismatic and exciting singer named Meredith Graves. This is not the kind of record I would expect to be like a sleeper that would grow on me over time. And yet I put it on again recently. The album is called Say Yes to Love. It's 23 minutes long. There's just this incredible ferocity to it, but there's also layers. There's also some textures and surprises that roll in throughout the record. The song that I pick just kicks off the record. It's called Driver. And to me, it is just 2 minutes of absolutely perfectly awesome ferocity. I just want to listen to that song over and over again.
Yeah.
It is such a great song for drive. I mean, it's called Driver. It is a great song for driving. It is a great song for angry driving, which is kind of the only kind of driving I do.
Oh, no.
I listened to this record 3 times in a row from the first second I heard the first note when the record came in. I played all the way through. I went back to the top, played it all the way again, played it all the way through a third time. And granted, it's only 23 minutes long, but still.
And there's something to be said. Mostly punk records, guitar-based, drum-based, have a limited texture to them, and they are just a force. But Sean Sutkus, who does the electronics in here, does this weird distortion feedback that things happen unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. So there's chaos just everywhere, pouring and oozing everywhere, but it's all this, all congealed into a one brute force. I love
Well, and then there's this whole big ambient stretch late in the record that's very intoxicating and strange. It's a very it's a very inventive band for what seems like something that should be very, very simple. Also, best live band I've seen this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect Pussy. So I think we just wrap it up there. Well, actually, this gives me the opportunity to talk about another one of my favorite artists of the year, Broken Twin. This music, the music of Broken Twin, it's all about the voice of the singer, Mika Vosram. She is from Denmark. She often sings a cappella. This is a great example, I think, of how truly beautiful her voice is and how transfixing the music is. This song is from the record May. Broken Twin is the artist, and the song is called If Pilots Go to Heaven.
I've come across the border to be where you are. I almost regret that I've come this far. Hear the ocean's livid. Sky is raw. There's something but the waters clinging to the shore. It all looks so familiar, like I've been here before. Now clouds are broken. You must have caught them up. I guess I wasn't trained for this. I'm never quite.
About as big as this record ever gets, with the instrumentation. She keeps it pretty spare, but her voice just sends me. It's very vulnerable, but very powerful at the same time. And I think this is a great driving record too, but it's a different kind of driving than the Perfect Pussy record. I had a really nice moment listening to this record where I really connected with it for the first time on a very chilly, rainy night driving around in the district, and it's just gorgeous.
As I sped past you.
Yeah, boom.
Who was that?
Perfect pussy.
Just weaving through traffic.
Out of the way, sucker! I'm just so amazed when singers can pull that off, and I think she does it so effortlessly, the top of that song, singing a cappella.
That's awesome. So we're doing our best of the year so far. I'm here with Stephen Thompson, Robin Hilton. A couple of other things will happen on NPR Music. This is our particular favorite songs, and important to point out that NPR Music has been battling it out over phone lines and spreadsheets and
dimly lit conference rooms.
There has been caucusing.
Cigarette smoke filled.
Yeah. And we will have a list of favorite 25 albums and our favorite 50 songs that comes out Monday, June 30th. We've done favorite new artists of the year. Why don't we do biggest surprise? So I'm going to pick Jessica Lee Mayfield.
Hmm.
Jessica Lee Mayfield is a singer and a songwriter from Kent, Ohio, who's made music that, for me, in the past has been, I think of, as sort of more quiet,
mm-hmm.
Thoughtful music, and I've liked it okay, honestly, never taken by it. And so biggest surprise came when I turned on this new Jessica Lee Mayfield. Her old stuff was produced by Dan Auerbach. The biggest sound and the biggest hard rock sound she makes is without him. So I'm going to play a cut from her album, Make My Head Sing, and I'm going to play the song, Do I Have the Time? Both this album and song I've probably listened to more than any other record all year so far.
Wow.
Yeah, Bob's been hammering this one in all of our meetings that we've been having.
We've all been dutifully ignoring it.
Well, wait till she comes in a bunch of weeks and does a tiny desk and plays this song.
I've been a fan of hers for a while, but her first couple of records are a lot more languid, and I respond better to those than I have to this one. So you and I basically are just enemies.
I love the guitar on this one, though.
Yeah, me too. And this song reminds me of a great Brian Eno song, Third Uncle, that I madly, madly love. And I think that's what got me into it.
It's your entry point.
It's my entry point. But great album. Jessica Lee Mayfield. Stephen Thompson, we'll skip you. Robin?
Thanks, Bob. Well, coming up next.
What do you got, Stephen?
I've got a band that I had completely forgotten existed. They put out a record.
Well, moving on.
It's what makes it a surprise. A number of years ago, a record crossed my desk by a band called Mimicking Birds from Portland, Oregon, like so many bands are. And I knew they were loosely affiliated with the band Modest Mouse. And I remember thinking, that's pretty good. And I just set it aside, totally forgot about it. And while we were preparing for South by Southwest, I was hugely taken with this song of theirs called Bloodlines that was just one of the 1,500 songs or whatever that we listened to. And over the course of the year, this record has just seeped further and further under my skin. There's this beautiful, kind of strange, kind of sideways quality to this band's music. The songs of a guy named Nate Lacey. It's one of the songs I have listened to the very most this year. The album is called Eons, the band is called Mimicking Birds, and the song is called Bloodlines. Love that song more every single time I hear it. There's the line in there, I am a creature of mixed up energy. And I just feel like, first of all, I feel like that all the time.
We think that way of you too.
Yeah, and second of all, that song has this weird, there's this momentum to that song that song is constantly in motion. It's constantly taking you through the course of it. In a way, I always move when I listen to that song. Even though it's a very mellow song, it always keeps me in motion. One of my favorite songs of the year, Mimicking Birds.
Reminded me a little bit of a more languid Not a Surf.
Hmm.
Especially in his voice, I thought.
Interesting.
Yeah, like if, I mean, you strip out all the beats and slow it down and throw a lot of reverb in, you've got...
And get a different guitarist and drummer.
Change the melodies, change the lyrics, change the instrumentation.
But hear me out. No, I mean, it's interesting. They actually have worked a lot with the band Modest Mouse.
Huh.
And if you actually kind of break it down, it's almost like it's taking what Modest Mouse does and slowing it and morphing it and twisting it. They're more related than you would think, I think, in sound. But I just absolutely love that song.
Nice.
Mr. Hilton, what's your biggest surprise besides Perfect Pussy?
Well, actually, I was thinking, I'm going to go with Sturgill Simpson, the country singer Sturgill Simpson. And I was thinking, actually, you know, he could also fill just about every one of these categories. He did have a record out last year, but he's sort of best new artist, biggest surprise. I could give him best album. His record is Metamodern Sounds in Country Music. And part of the appeal for Sturgill Simpson and this record is that even people who swear they don't like country music have completely fallen in love with this record. And part of the appeal feel is that he has a very...
What about people who do like country music?
Well, I think he satisfies what they love about the classic sound and country music as well. His voice, the instrumentation, the arrangements, I think they can sit comfortably next to some of the great works by George Jones or Waylon Jennings. But he takes these classic sounds and he turns them towards these really weighty, deep, existential themes on the record. I mean, as the name of the record implies, meta-modern sounds in country music. And you can hear that best on this song called Turtles All the Way Down.
Introducing meta-modern sound and country music. 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 I've seen Jesus play with flames in a lake of fire. I was standing in. Met the devil in Seattle. Spent 9 months inside the lion's den. Met Buddha yet another time. He showed me a glowing light within. But I swear that God was there every time I go to the eyes of my best friend. Says my son, it's all been done. Someday you're gonna wake up old and gray. Try and have some fun, showing warmth to everyone. Meet and greet, cheat along the way. There's a gateway in our minds that leads somewhere out there, far beyond this plane. We're reptile aliens made of light. Cut you open, pull out all your pain. Tell me how you make illegal something that I'll make in our brain. Some say you might go crazy, then again it might make you go insane. Every time you take a look inside that old fable book, blinded and blinded up.
That's the meta-modern,
I guarantee you there's never been a country song in the history of country music that's had a line like this. There's a gateway in our mind that leads somewhere out there far beyond this plane, where reptile aliens made of light cut you open and pull out all your pain. It's this record, this song, and this whole record are just a brilliant, brilliant record, and I just have absolutely fallen in love with it. I would totally give that best record too.
It's so weird and so pretty at the same time.
Yeah, there are some really touching lines in that song. There's something that Buddha has shown him, and he says, "But I swear, God is there when I look into the eyes of my best friend," and it's just so sweet and beautiful. Sturgill Simpson.
We're doing best of the year so far. Let's go to best album. I mean,
let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's just jump right in.
You know what, guys? Let's do it.
Well, I'm going to pick Angel Olsen. It's a record that
I'm glad you did.
It's
because
a great pick.
Yeah,
it is a fabulous record that bounces between the Leonard Cohen side of music, and on the other end, the sort of PJ Harvey side of music. And I think
what do you mean by the Leonard Cohen? Just the lyricism and the poetry?
The lyricism, the poetry, and the delivery too. I mean, just so much about what she does speaks to the way Leonard Cohen crafted songs. There's so many layers in the words. And then the delivery is so often kind of deadpan in many ways.
Spoken.
Just plain spoken. The words just tell everything that you want to know. Mm-hmm. But then on this record, produced by John Congleton, there are some amazing rockers that I'm going to play one that I love dearly called Forgiven, Forgotten from the album Burn Your Fire for No Witness, my favorite album so far this year.
It's a great pick.
Oh,
I will never get tired of listening to noise like that in a guitar. That is fantastic.
Angel Olsen, my favorite album so far of the year. Forgiven, Forgotten is the name of the song, and Burn Your Fire for No Witness is the album.
Another great Tiny Desk performance.
Yeah, and she revealed a lot of those songs at the Tiny Desk. She came in November-ish or something, and then we put it out in January. Stephen Thompson, favorite album of the year so far? This was hard to do, by the way.
This one, actually.
No, our jobs are really hard. They are really, really
hard
jobs.
Nobody knows the trouble we've seen.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
Just dragging out to the mines and pulling out. You know, Robin was saying before about Perfect Pussy being you could have picked it for any of the four. This I absolutely could have picked for all four. Best album, best song, biggest surprise, best new artist. It's my favorite album of the year so far, easily. It's also far and away my favorite song of the year is from this record. It's by a duo called Sylvan Esso. It's Amelia Meath, who sang in the group Mountain Man, which was a lot of kind of old-time a cappella folk music. Nick Sanborn playing bass in the kind of roots rock band Megaphon. This record sounds nothing like either of their projects. And it's these beautiful, haunting, kind of strangely ambivalent, thought-provoking songs. Nick Sanborn creates these electronic beds for Amelia Meath's vocals to lie atop, and it is an absolutely intoxicating record. This particular song, I've been amazed at people whose tastes in music are all over the map who've come together to say that this is one of their favorite records of the year, that this is one of their favorite songs of the year. The album is the self-titled debut of the band Sylvan Esso, and this song is called Coffee.
Some of the sounds on this record, just unreal.
I love this record so much. I'm mad that you stopped playing it.
Listen on a really nice set of speakers or headphones. You can really appreciate some of the sounds going on in it.
And Nick was able to produce all this stuff and more live. And in fact, you can see an entire concert we videotaped the other night at the 930 Club. As they open for Tune Yards, another band that very similar in many ways in their quirkiness and just the way the beats and the textures work with the voice. I dearly do love Sylvan Esso. I saw Sylvan Esso when they came in February and had that moment with a band that I just madly love, which is the moment, because Coffee had just come out, the moment when the audience sings the words back to the band, and they've never seen that before. And you just see their face like, oh my God, they know us.
Did we write a hit?
And it was just wonderful. It was just heartwarming, and they're going to do wonderful big things.
Did I mention I like Perfect Pussy, the band, and the album? Say It's to Love.
I appreciate the clarification.
But I'm going to go with the band Nothing for my favorite album of the year.
So you're going to pick Nothing for...
That's right.
Okay, so I'm going to pick...
I'm a nihilist, Bob.
So there is a band called...
There's a band called Nothing. This is a
not
really
to be confused with the
nice,
band No.
Nice, right. Yes, a nice, loud, sludgy band from Philadelphia. It was started by a couple years ago by a guy named Dominic Palermo. Somebody who... He spent a few years in prison for stabbing a guy in a fight. And while he was in prison, he did a lot of soul searching, I guess, as one might do in prison. He did a lot of writing. He discovered the works of Dostoevsky, Nietzsche, the existentialists, gets out of prison, starts this band, and basically he's pouring everything in his head into this music. I have listened to this record over and over again this year. The record's called Guilty of Everything. Nice mix of drone rock, shoegaze rock, and hard metal. Nice dark metal music. My only beef with this band is my back is still a little tweaked from getting caught up in the mosh pit back in March in Austin.
All right.
I still, every morning I wake up in this little lower back pain. I'm like, man. Nothing.
The story is you were in the mosh pit.
I was
just
in the,
minding
well,
your own
no,
business.
No, you can't mind your own business in a mosh pit. Oh. There was no mosh pit. It was 2 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon, right? And I'm thinking these guys are all depressed. The thought crossed my mind. Yeah, like what's the word? I was like, yeah, I bet they have mosh pits. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a sunny day in Austin. I was standing right up the front of stage, and I made the mistake of looking down at my phone at a picture and of the band I'd just taken. And the guitarist threw himself off the stage into me, knocked me on the ground, sort of like, get off your phone! But then I tried to get up, and then by then it had erupted, and some other guy in the audience knocked me back down, and then I crawled out on all fours, crawled out of the pit. It was awful. It was awful.
And yet you
and
love
it. Yet I still love this record. Yeah, Guilty of Everything by Nothing.
I like the fact that it's heavy but also soft.
That's what I mean. It's, what's the word? You know, it's got a nice drone to it, but it also just is really brawny guitars. And love this record. Guilty of Everything, the band is Nothing.
So we got our best albums of the year so far. Let's go out on best songs. We'll play the entire songs of the best songs. 'Cause can't play just part of a best song.
Question, quick question.
I'm sorry.
Does that include Stephen's pick? Will we be playing all of Stephen's songs?
If I had known we were going to do this, I'd have picked a much, much longer song.
I did have one. I was going to do Wax, that song by Wax Fane, the astronaut that I love so much. It's like 17 minutes long. They'd kick me out of the studio.
Awesome. I'm going to pick St. Vincent, who's someone if we just talk about the year so far, there are an awful lot of records by a very established artist that we tend on these shows maybe to pick less often because we want to turn people on to new stuff. Yeah. Would that be true of everybody?
Oh, yeah,
here?
Sure.
Yeah. But I couldn't resist St. Vincent. I picked what was the first single from the self-titled St. Vincent record, also produced by John Congleton, like the Angel Olsen record. Yeah. I got to get together and meet that guy.
He knows what he's doing.
He does some good stuff. Yeah. I'm going to play Birth in Reverse. And what I love about this and this record is how she just advances the sound of a guitar without it sounding like where guitars often go when they try to be non-guitars in the land of synthesizers. There's something that goes between the grunge of a guitar and the incredible harmonics that synthesizers are capable of. So it's really rich and different than the normal guitar sound. And I love her for that. Let's play Birth in Reverse.
Oh, what an ordinary day. Take out the garbage, masturbate. I'm still holding for the laugh. The dogs will bark, so let them bark. The birds will cry.
Best guitarists out there for sure.
We were just saying, like, Rolling Stone magazine is going to redo their 100 greatest rock guitarists at some point, and
she better be in the top 10.
And I would like to see her on that list. Yeah. She's incredible. St. Vincent, also, I would give her best live show of 2014.
Absolutely.
Hands down.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've seen a bunch.
What are you at, like 600 shows already?
I actually can't keep up with my spreadsheet because I'm going out every night. So just to go over our coverage before we finish up, our favorite songs of the year. We'll have NPR Music's 25 favorite albums and 50 favorite song lists, which will include all sorts of genres of music way across the spectrum. There's an amazing range of amazing music out this year. Beyond what the three of us goons like, so
goons. Well, that's a
And that's out on Monday, June 30th. That list, and Stephen Thompson, favorite song of the year.
Well, you know, I certainly could have tucked in the Mimicking Birds. I could have tucked in the Sylvanesso. I decided to scatter them across different categories. But I love this song. I keep going back to this song. It's by a German band called The No Twist that's been around for 25 years, gone through all these different phases, but about, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago, became this very approachable, sweet, just kind of electro-pop band. They put out a record earlier this year. It was the first album they'd put out in ages. It's called Close to the Glass. And the song is about this fantasy that the singer Marcus Acker had about a superhero coming in and saving his house from a flood. And if you listen closely, you can pick up, you know, little hints of that story. But the song just is this wonderfully fizzy, catchy, propulsive, beautiful, cool song. It's called Kong.
actually like that, Stephen.
I know, right? What are the odds?
You know, we do. We were just talking about how one of the reasons we do these lists are to get people to think about stuff that they may have missed or revisit things. And I totally missed this record. I did not spend enough time with it. And hearing this song, I've got to go back and spend more time with this record.
Close to the Glass is the album. The No Twist is the band. And the song's called Kong. It's really great. Would but you just heard it. You know that.
Would you share that with me?
Pardon me, would you mind sharing me the music that we just listened to?
Go to the album store where they sell albums and buy your damn own.
And I'm the artist I picked is actually had a record out in January, and I would say his record is among my favorites of the year, and I picked him for this discussion just so people will go back and revisit this record if they somehow missed it. Damien Jurado.
Oh, yeah.
Brothers and Sisters of the Eternal Sun is the name of the record, and I think it's the best thing he's ever done. His last record was Maricopa that came out in, like, 2012, and it was a concept record where he created this imaginary world where everyone is named Silver and everyone wears these silver robes. This new record that came out in January is called Brothers and Sisters of the Eternal Sun. It's kind of a sequel to Maricopa, and the song that I'm going to play is called Silver Timothy. And this song and this record were both produced by Richard Swift. The secret weapon of any great band, you get Richard Swift to be a part of it somehow, and you will make great music.
Yeah, John Congleton too.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Damien Jurado, Silver Timothy from Brothers and Sisters of the Eternal Sun.
And go ahead and put what your biggest surprise might be of 2014 on the blog, or maybe your favorite record, song, or album, and you know, if you have a new artist that you madly love, go ahead and put it in the comments section. Everybody can see this stuff, and it's a nice way to share. Of course, in the end of the year, we'll do voting and stuff, and then you really can give us a lot of...
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, Bob.
And these picks, obviously, this is by no means...
Definitive.
No, it's definitive.
These are the only 12 songs
okay.
we
Robins are definitive. But yeah, so let's go ahead and hear that definitive pick of Mr. Hilton. Take care, everybody. Thanks, Stephen. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
And this is Damien Jurado.
I was met on the road by a face I once knew. Shapeless was his frame and his colors were few. For a time by the sentences in climbing into the eye where the numbers begin. Go back down, don't touch the ground. Go back down, don't touch the ground. This is me.